You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? We're going to play a game called Ask Chance. Not Ask Google, not Ask Siri. We're going to play Ask Chance. So we're going to start with Donald Trump. Who is Donald Trump? Well, according to me, he's a betrayer, a liar. Everybody called him a liar, but guess what? Now I believe it. Now I can see the truth. He's also a backstabber, and he just doesn't care. He don't care about you. He doesn't care about your health. He doesn't care about your well-being, but he sure is really good at playing cool like he is. But he's not. He doesn't care. It's obvious. And for those who support him so heavily, I often wonder, are they brainwashed? Or are they a narrative spinner? What do you mean by that, Chance? Well, I was on LinkedIn and I was talking to a guy and I said, would you be interested in joining my campaign for presidency? I'm doing this all by myself and this is becoming overwhelming. And keep in mind, this guy has told me, like, serially, congrats on your work anniversary. Congrats on the new job. Happy birthday. Congrats on your work anniversary. Congrats on the new job. Happy, you know what I mean? Like, he's serial, has done that, and I don't care. But his name is Lampros. L-A-M-P-R-O-S. And so I asked him, you know? And he said, presidency of what? Can you believe the nerve of this dirtbag? It's written all over my profile. U.S. presidential candidate. He wants to sit here and say, oh, congratulations on this, congratulations on that, happy birthday, congratulations, you know, over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And he has the nerve to ask me presidency of what? I said U.S. president, and I stuck my tongue out. I am registered with the FEC and am campaigning for president. That this jerk has a nerve to reply, good luck, I'm voting for Trump. Then I said, good luck on that one. I'm a longtime Donald supporter, but have now seen through the woolery, as in Chuck Woolery, that he's pulled over our eyes, and I'm not having that anymore. I understand that he has great things going on, but he got those great things from yours truly, not even kidding. He's not as good at giving credit as he is deceiving the general public. Soon, you will see the fraud he hides. I will make sure of it. I am tired of good people like you being a victim to frauds like him. And I'll leave it at this, that red MAGA hat is a red cape. Think about that for a while, please. And exactly 50 minutes later, 50 minutes later. So basically, as soon as he got it, he read just a little bit of it, I'm sure. He probably didn't read the whole thing. And says, if you're against Trump, you're against me. If you're against me, you are my enemy. You're a bigger fool than the lip turd socialist running for office. Even Biden, the biggest bimbo of all. Take your lame brain BS somewhere else and do not ever contact me again. Then he got scared and blocked me. Instead of taking what I would have said back to him as a man. Because he told me never to contact him. He got scared of the fact that he basically threatened me and blocked me. So yeah, that's who Donald Trump is. A person who is all about divisiveness. If you don't think so, then why did he put out a stupid red hat? That hat is so fugly. It's not even ugly, the thing is fugly. It's a nasty looking hat, it looks stupid, and all it does is incite violence and hatred towards each other. Because you know what? America was never great. It never was. I don't care what you say. I don't care what rights you want to throw at my face that we have. Because I'll turn around and say, yeah, what rights? What rights? Do tell. Do tell. Tell me, what, we've got the right to be diverse? What, we've got the right to state our opinion? Do tell. I'll wait. I've been waiting, as a matter of fact. I've been waiting for somebody to tell me what great and wonderful rights that we can exercise without scrutiny. And being looked at like we're crazy. Being treated like we're freaking nuts. I'm so sick of it. People point the finger and they're like, you're crazy, you're stupid, you're nuts. It is sickening, to say the least. I can't stand it. You know, so yeah, that's who Donald Trump is. He's a coward. He's an old, miserable coward. He's 73 years old. His memory is deteriorating. But I'm going to bring it back to, he is a 73-year-old man in office. Now, I'm not here to bash him. I'm here to tell you what he stands for. And it's not my opinion. I'm stating the facts. You can call this opinion article. You can call this, oh, you're being so opinionated. I don't care. I don't care what you think. Because I'm telling you the facts. These are facts. How many people have been running over the border? Trampling over our border? And what is he doing to stop it? Oh, Bill, I'm building a border wall. No, you're not. You're building a border fence. Jesus Christ. What an idiot. You know? And I'm not here to bash anybody. I swear to God, I'm not here to bash anybody. But he has got to be the biggest idiot in the world to sit here and think that we are going to take his bullcrap. Like, we're going to believe his lies. And we're not going to call him out for being tied to George Soros. Whenever I mention the fact that he's tied to George Soros on Facebook, on his Facebook, I got blocked from his Facebook, reported as spam. You heard me right. When I pointed out the fact that him and George Soros and George Soros' son are all in the same boat, rowing the same direction, yeah, got reported as spam by the owner of the page. Facebook specifically said the owner of the page has reported you as spam and you are blocked from commenting for so and so hours or whatever. But that is what stuck with me. The owner of the page has reported you as spam. Wow. Okay, cool. All right, cool. So this whole entire time, I've not only been under the impression, but almost 100% knew that he has been tied to George Soros the entire time. There has never been talk against George Soros. There has never been any kind of action to get rid of George Soros. There, you know, the dude needs to be lined up in front of a firing squad, both him and his son. They should be taken out. They are treasonous cowards. He should not sit in jail. No. This is a rushed process. It needs to happen now. Because then he'll fake his death, he'll do this, he'll do that, and blah, 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 blah. And next thing you know, he escaped prison just like Jeffrey Epstein. Is that what you want? You want him on the run? You wouldn't rather him die of a firing squad like he needs to have happen? Because he's committing treason, and that's what you do to a person who commits treason? You either line him up in front of a firing squad, or you hang him to death. So which is it? You only got one option here. So which is it? You want to sit here and act like I'm crazy? You want to send me to jail over things I didn't do? Oh yeah? You'll never hear the end of this, George Soros. You know, the Filipino president wants you dead. He wants you dead. He says he has a special place in hell reserved for you, my man. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sick and tired of this. I am absolutely sick and tired, and you can throw me in jail. You can try to murder me. You can have me T-boned by a Nigerian. You can do whatever you want. I don't care, dude. It's to the point to where it doesn't matter anymore. It does not matter. You have already done everything in your possibly, that you could possibly do, every evil thing that you could possibly muster up. You've already done. You've already put my family through hell. You put me through hell. So what does it matter? What does it matter? Dying is a great option right now. Now, I don't condone it, but I'm just saying. All I'm saying is that, you know, if it came down to it, so what? I'll die. Okay, cool. It was worth it for the world to find out the truth about you. It was worth it. But you know what? You're too big of a coward to do it. You're too big of a pansy. You're too scared to get caught. You know? You're so stupid. I cannot stand George Soros. And he has a special place in hell exactly the moment that I become president. There's about 10 things that I'm going to do as soon as I become president. And I'm not going to tell you any other ones, but that's one of them. That's one of the major ones, is George Soros will go to hell in a handbasket. And I won't even be the one to do it. I won't even be the one to do it. Because I won't have to. You have already made your enemies, sir. You have made your enemies. You've made your bed. Now lay in it. And that's what I've got to say about that. This is not a death threat. This is not a threat at all. This is one heck of a promise, and I'll tell you why. Because you pulled a stunt that shocked the world, made them believe that mass shootings were real. You know, I cried over this for a long time, and you could sit there and you could laugh and you could troll me and you could do this. I don't care anymore, dude. I don't care how you look at me. I don't care what your opinions are of me. Dude, you are a sick bastard. You're sick. You are a sick man. And I'm telling the whole entire world on you. I don't care anymore. France doesn't want you. Russia doesn't want you. Philippines doesn't want you. And America sure as hell doesn't want you. If you were smart, you'd go way far away. You would hide somewhere and you would never come out of your home. Both you and your son, your whole entire family. And you could take your stupid Obamas with you. Your Osama bin Laden for presidents. I don't care. Take that whole Obama, Osama family with you. We know that Osama bin Laden is Barack Hussein Obama. We know that Michael LaVon Robinson is Michelle Obama. We all know now. We all know. And we're frankly sick and tired of it. I'm so sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of you taking everybody from me. You've already taken basically my wife from me. Y'all have done the worst to me. And I hate what you have done. I can't stand it. Anybody in my shoes would hate you with every fiber of their being. And you can sit here and you can say, oh, great, wonderful, he worships the devil now because he hates. No, no, no. I honor my feelings. Because I'm not some kind of jerk that sits around and is just hateful. No, I hate what you did to me. That's what I hate. I hate your guts because of what you did. And I have every right to hate you. And it has nothing to do with anger. It has nothing to do with, you got so much anger behind your words and everything. Okay, you know what? You know what? Go through what I went through. Live a mile in my shoes. Live 1 year in my shoes. And then you tell me that I shouldn't be hateful. You tell me that this is for the devil. That I'm the Antichrist. Shut up. Do you know why? Because the Antichrist is not me. I'm telling you straight up. I won't even tell you who it is. I'm not even going to tell you who it is. I know exactly who it is. And I'm not going to tell you. You do your own research. Because I'm tired of handing everybody the answers. I'm absolutely tired of it. Who is Monsanto? It's a company. It's a dirtbag company. They made the Roundup stuff. They are human killers. They are murderers. That's who Monsanto is. Who is Bill Maher? He's a pathetic piece of crap that can't shut his mouth whenever he knows better. He's paid to go on there and humiliate himself on TV. He's a piece of crap, and he dated Kaya Jones. Who is Kaya Jones? She's an ex-pussycat doll. She was present at the Las Vegas shooting. You know, I don't care. I really don't care anymore. I don't care right now. You can sit there and you can say, You know what? Let's do this to him. You know, he shouldn't be sitting there saying that, you know, and I regret being a part of that. No, you don't, because you're still supporting Trump. You ran to Trump so hard and kissed his butt so hard because you were scared I was going to do something to you. How sad and pathetic is that? The only thing I'm going to do is I'm going to convict you. You ride with them, you die with them. I am so sick of all these biker crews trying to intimidate me because they into that, you know, what is it, the human trafficking? I'm sick of it. Y'all are sick individuals. You want me to get my head checked out? Why don't you take your own advice? Why don't you go and get your head checked out and you go see a mandated reporter? Huh? How about that, Mr. Crisis Team? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of y'all lying on me, trying to make me out to be crazy. Y'all are stupid. You know why? Because you even think that you can get away with this. Watch, man, watch. The tables will turn. Mark my words, the tables will turn. Who's Roger Stone? He's an idiot. Next. Who is Charlie Kirk? He's a plagiarist. Who is Dan Bongino? Somebody that Trump owed a favor to. Now you gotta ask yourself why. What is Fox News? Liars? They're Disney. That's who Fox News is. Fox News is Disney. Who is Ariana Grande? She thinks she's some kind of witch. She casts magic spells. And this is all alleged, of course. Everything I've said here is alleged. Who is Pete Davidson? The loser that actually tried to date her right after her ex allegedly died. And we're supposed to believe that her ex died when she moved on like that? Who is Damon John? He's an arrogant, egotistical douchebag. And I'll leave it at that. Who is Slim Thug? An ignorant piece of crap. You know why? Because he blasts himself on Instagram, a live Instagram or whatever, Instagram feed or whatever, and posts himself in a video holding his phone while he's driving at a high speed where there's an exit for him to get off at, right? And he zooms past everybody who's in line at the exit, then cuts in last minute. Now, keep in mind, at an unsafe speed, slams on the brake and inserts himself into a car link's position. Yeah, he's an ignorant prick. Egotistical nightmare douchebag, and I dare him to do something about it. I'm from Houston too, bro. What's up? Houston, what's up? H-Town. I'm a warrior, dog. I don't care anymore, dude. I don't care. Y'all can do whatever you want to me. I don't care, dude. It's beyond absurd. You want to act like people who are famous aren't my friends? Screw you, pal. Screw you. Who are you? Nothing. You're a nobody. You're just some criminal piece of crap. That's exactly what you are.